ever feel like you need a PhD just to buy a mattress?
That's a whole thing, isn't it?
It really is. We're diving into all that today. Decoding the mattress matrix.
I like that.
Right. We're spending our time on Mattress King's website.
Okay.
Not because we're saying go buy from them.
Right.
But because their site, honestly, it's like a masterclass in how mattresses are marketed.
It is.
Okay. You know, like they've got these mattress collections named bronze, silver, and gold.
Mm.
Are we talking sleep or precious metals here?
It's clever.
I know.
They're playing into this hierarchy.
It's true.
We all kind of have that in our minds.
Right. Like, oh, gold collection. That's got to be the best sleep.
That's the one.
Okay, I'll admit, even I was a little surprised by the specific dimensions for a king size 76 by 80 inches. Like, who knew? But speaking of things that seem very scientific, what can you tell us about just the way they've organized the site?
Yeah, so just them laying it out this way, the categories, the filters, it reveals what they want us to consider, right?
Yeah.
So we're looking at mattress type it. Do you want a hybrid, individually pocketed coils, foam, open coil?
Okay.
All different options there. Then firmness. Temperature regulation's a big one now.
Ooh, temperature regulation.
Big one.
That's huge for me.
Yeah.
I'm a hot sleeper.
Right.
What stands out to you about how they present all these different options?
They are tapping into anxieties for sure.
Okay.
Not even just about being hot or cold, but just by giving you all these options.
Yeah.
And saying all the supposed benefits, they're kind of making it seem like you need to know so much. To make the right decision, it can get overwhelming.
It really can. It's like suddenly I need to know the difference between a pocketed coil and an open coil.
Right.
And what is medium firm.
Exactly.
So break it down for us.
Yeah.
What are the key categories that they're offering here? And what are the supposed advantages of each, according to Mattress King, at least?
So they're really pushing these hybrid mattresses, which is basically combining the coils with layers of foam or other materials.
Okay.
It's supposed to be the best of both worlds. They give you that support and the pressure relief.
Okay.
Then there's the individually pocketed coils. Those are supposed to be really good for minimizing motion transfer.
Which, if you sleep with someone who tosses and turns, that's a big deal.
Huge selling point.
Yeah.
Then we've got foam mattresses. They always talk about that body contouring. Motion isolation is a big thing with that as well.
Hey.
And then you've got your open coil mattresses, which are usually the most affordable.
Got it.
But they might not offer the same kind of targeted support that some of these other options would.
So they're saying they've got something for everyone.
Right.
How do you even choose, though?
It's a lot.
It was very overwhelming.
It's so many choices. And that's not even getting into like the technology they kind of weave in.
Right.
You mentioned temperature regulation.
Yeah.
They talk about this cool touch fabric.
Oh.
Wicks away moisture, keeps you cool.
I'm sold on the cool touch fabric.
Right, exactly.
But this is on top of mattress construction. And
right.
I don't know how much of this is really about better sleep versus just very clever marketing.
That's always the question, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
And speaking of things that make you wonder about the marketing.
Yeah.
Have you noticed how prominently they feature their financing options?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's like, or as low as whatever the price is per month.
Right.
That's like their thing.
It is. And you see that across the industry.
It's true.
It's not just them.
It's like, okay, so good sleep doesn't come cheap, apparently.
Right.
But seriously, what is the psychology behind those payment plans and why are they everywhere?
I mean, I think on the surface level, right?
Yeah.
It makes it seem attainable.
Sure.
To see that monthly payment.
Totally.
It's a lot less intimidating, even if it ends up being more expensive in the long run.
It's true. Suddenly a $1,000 mattress.
Doesn't sound so bad.
When it's like, oh, that's like two lattes a week.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of tricks your brain a little bit.
It really does.
Yeah.
Okay. So that makes a lot of sense. But then also, what could be the downside of that?
Well, you're normalizing debt for things that maybe you don't need.
That's true.
And interest rates can add up.
That's very true.
That's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in that, oh, it's an affordable monthly payment.
Right, exactly.
Not think about the bigger picture.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
So we've got mattress types. We've got the pricing psychology. What else can we learn from our friends at Mattress King? It's not even just the mattress itself they want you to buy, right?
Yeah, they've got the whole ecosystem going.
It's like you could put this mattress on the floor. Why would you when you can buy this amazing bed frame?
Exactly.
That, like, elevates you to the optimal 12 degrees.
Right, for spine alignment, you know?
Yes, of course. It's very important.
You need this to go with that.
Yes.
It's classic.
Why do you think they do that, though? Strategically.
Well, I mean, on one hand, they make more money.
Of course.
But they're also playing into this idea that it's not just the mattress, it's the entire sleep environment.
Mm-hmm. You need the whole package for the optimal.
Yeah, yeah. And they've conveniently got it all.
They've got you covered.
Everything you need.
So we all want a good night's sleep.
Of course.
And so we're like, well, if I just get the
right
cooling sheets and the
right
adjustable base, then I'll find it.
Then you've cracked the code.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is interesting. It's like this whole, it speaks to our need to like optimize every aspect of our lives.
Yes. Everything's a problem to be solved.
Yeah. Is it really a problem?
Right.
Or is it just like, this is how we sleep?
That's right.
How much of it is beneficial versus just like, we've been told we need it.
Right. Like you were saying, adjustable bases.
Yeah.
If you have a medical reason, that's one thing.
Sure.
If you just like to be propped up.
Yeah.
Okay. But some people, it's just a novelty.
Right. I mean, I'm here for a good pillow, but do I need one that's infused with cooling gel?
Right. Is it really going to change your life?
I don't know.
Who knows?
It's very enticing, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So we've got the mattress types.
Yeah.
We've got the pricing. We've got all the stuff they want to sell us on top of
the add-ons.
What else can we learn from Mattress King? They've also got a ton of testimonials on this site.
Oh, yeah. They always have those.
People raving about Mattress King. Like, yeah. I haven't slept this well since I was a baby.
Right. Like, do you remember that?
Exactly. But what did you make of that whole section?
Well, you know, it's pretty standard these days.
Yeah.
But you can't deny social proof is powerful.
Totally. We want to know that other people have had a good experience.
Especially with something like a mattress.
Yes. You don't want to be stuck with buyer's remorse.
Right. Nobody wants that.
Especially with something you're supposed to spend every night on.
It's a big purchase.
So how do we make sure we're not being like misled?
You have to be a little skeptical. Don't just look at the 5-star reviews. See if there's a balance.
So we actually want to see a little bit of negativity.
It's more authentic that way.
Okay. That makes sense.
If everything's perfect, it's a little suspicious.
That's true. There's always that one person.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So what should we actually be paying attention to?
Look at the details.
Oh.
Don't just go for the, this is the best mattress I've ever owned.
Yeah, those are meaningless.
Exactly. What do they say about the firmness or the temperature?
Yeah, things that will actually give you a sense of what it's like to sleep on.
Exactly, because at the end of the day, you have to do your own research.
Of course, we can't just rely on these testimonials.
Right, and try before you buy.
Yes.
So many places let you do that now.
It's worth it.
It really is. You'll thank yourself.
Okay, so what are we taking away from this whole deep dive?
Well, we've learned a lot about mattresses, that's for sure.
We have.
But more importantly, we've seen how the industry tries to influence us.
Yes, with their clever marketing.
Exactly. So be a savvy shopper.
Yes. Question everything.
Don't be afraid to walk away from a deal.
Yeah. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Right. You got it.
Well, on that note, I think we've earned a good night's sleep.
I think so, too.
Thank you so much for all of this.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And to all of you listening, sweet dreams.